This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So here we are again, another day. Wow. You know, I just feel so fortunate. I feel fortunate to be with you today. I'm so thankful for KKLA and for Roland, my engineer, producer, support structure. He's just the greatest. And I'm thankful that I can be on this air and, you know, make something of what's happened in my life and to hopefully, I don't know, help you. You know, people say, well, what do you talk about? Do you talk about termites? Do you talk about bugs? And I'm like, well, sometimes that kind of enters in just because it is the life I live in. You know, the business I run is termites and pests. But, you know, there's lessons that I'm learning every minute of every day. And there's lessons you're learning, whether you're learning them or not, is another story. But there's lessons to be learned every minute, every step, every thought process, everything that happens. There's something that we can learn from. And so I look at those things because I'm always thinking about, oh, my show, you know, the show. I've got to do the show. So what am I going to talk about on the show? And you might think it's really simple to be on this station and to be on, you know, on the air, but it's really not that simple. You know, it takes preparation and it takes thought process and prayer, you know, prayer. Because I even say to God, you know, it's like, okay, God, what do you want to talk about? What is it you want? What message do you want out today on these airwaves, you know? And then we pray for those that are listening, that would be you, that, you know, you have ears to hear, that you have ears to hear so that there can be something that could maybe help you be a better person or to help you have the encouragement to help somebody else. Because at the end of the day, isn't that what it's about? It's, you know, being all we can be for Christ and looking for an opportunity to be a blessing, to fulfill a need, you know, that's out there. And they're all around us. You know, you don't have to look very far. You really don't. And it doesn't have to be the person on the street corner. You know, it could be somebody that's just right next to you right now, in a car, on, you know, in the gas station, at a store, anywhere, no matter where you are, you know, somebody that works with you. And you can look around the room and, you know, you have your issues. Okay, we all have our problems. We have our own struggles of the day, don't we? We have our own struggles of the day. But if you look around, you're going to see that there's somebody out there, somebody really close maybe, that could just use a smile, a how are you, and really, really mean it when you say it. How are you? And, you know, maybe just a simple look could make a difference in someone's life. You know, make yourself available. Take the time to make yourself available to those that are around you because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. I have these little devotional books, and so I'm going to read from this. Simply be yourself. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are. No more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. That's in Matthew 5:5. Do you want to stand out? Then step down. That's interesting. Be a servant. If you puff yourself up, you'll get the wind knocked out of you. But if you're content to simply be yourself, your life will count for plenty. Matthew 23:11. And then for those that are sad or burdened, this is for you. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I said at the beginning of the show that I learn from my office. I learn from the people that I work with. And I was doing a review for a person, and I mentioned him in another show, Andrew. And I'm going to bring him back in because, you know, this time frame was 15 minutes because I had to get to KKLA to do the show. And so I didn't have much time with him, and I am going to go back and spend more time with him. He has schooling to be a teacher. He was a teacher, and things got tough. And teachers out there, God bless you. You know, you're just amazing, and you do such amazing work, and you're so underappreciated, and it makes me sad. I really thought my daughter was going to be a teacher. And I think we're all teachers to some degree. You know, we really are. I didn't realize that I have that ability, but being on the show, I think that I'm an encourager, but I also think that I teach. With that being said, he has been groomed to be a teacher. And when he was sitting in front of me and we were discussing his performance, I said, "Where do you feel you could improve?" And he says, "Well," he says, "I don't like to make waves. And so I don't like to bring up mistakes or problems that are happening in the office. I just take care of it. I just, I fix the problem and let it go away. It's kind of like I just shovel it under the rug." And I said, "Andrew," I said, "do you really think that's what you were meant to do? Because you're a teacher, aren't you?" And he says, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you really feel you're doing yourself a favor? Do you feel that you're doing the other person a favor? And do you feel you're doing me a favor? And do you feel you're doing E.C.O.L.A. a favor by doing that?" And he says, "Well, I thought I was. I thought I wasn't making waves, and I thought I was just, you know, picking up the slack and doing it. So I really thought I was doing the right thing. I was picking my battles, and, you know, I just didn't want to fight that one. And I don't want to be, I don't remember what the word was he used, a punk." That's what he said. "I don't want to be a punk and, you know, tell on somebody." And I said, "I don't visualize you as ever being a punk, and I don't feel like you would ever come at somebody wrongly, because your heart's in the right place. I feel that you would think before you speak, because you do. And I think that you would be doing a better service for everyone if you would take the time, because it does take time, to explain what it is you found." And I gave him a little background story of me when I was running another pest control company and how I was in the front office and I was handling all the things that he's handling and more. And in order for me to get somebody else to take over part of my job, I had to oversee that job until I knew I had trained that person to the abilities that I needed, which is up to my standard. And that took a lot of time. I had to, you know, give it to them, explain the whys behind, because we do need to explain the whys. Parents, explain the whys when you're teaching your children, when you're disciplining your children. Side note, you know, give the whys. It's important. Don't just say, "because I said so." Give the whys. It's really, really, really important to give the why. So I said to Andrew, you know, give the whys, explain it, and then you're going to have to make them accountable and you're going to have to watch over it. Okay. You have to watch over it because you want to make sure it's done to your standards, because your standards are my standards. And he says, "I see that now." And I said, "Okay." I said, "That takes time. You know, I had people that I hired and I had to train them, and then I would be the final eyes on whatever it is I wanted." And the mistakes became less and less. Every day they'd come to me and they would have less. And how I trained them was I didn't show them where they went wrong. I didn't show them the mistake. What I did was I said, "There is a mistake on this. I need you to look at your work and you tell me what's wrong with this." And Andrew gave me a smile, because I guess that's a training tool that's used, but I just felt it was better for them to find the error, because it's going to take them a little more time. And it got to the point where the person didn't want to have to talk to me anymore. So they really, really took more care, more caution at their work to do it right. And so after this, Andrew says, "You know, I really do need to do that. I need to do that." And the last scripture I read where it says that my burden is light, you know, there is this 20-80 rule that follows people in ministry. And it's also in the workplace, where you have some really high hitters. You have some people that just go above and beyond the call of duty, Roland's one of those guys here at KKLA. But there's people that just go above and beyond the call of duty. And then there's those people that just come in for the paycheck. They just come in because they have to put in their time so they can get their dollar. Okay. And those people have this attitude of entitlement, whereas the other people have a servant heart. And so I don't know where you are in that, you know, because you're one or the other. You know, you're either entitled or you're a servant. You know, we're called to be servants. So I don't know where you are, but wherever you are, you can check yourself and, you know, you can fix that today. That's the good news, you know, is that you have a choice and you can become a better person. You know, you don't have to stay the way you were yesterday. You don't have to stay the way you woke up. Did you know that? Because we only have so many days in this life. Only so many days. And on a last show, I actually made a reference to how many days we have. The average person has so many days. And when I figured out how many days that was, which you can do the math, it's not very many days when you think about it. And so if we're spending a lot of days doing things that are negative, if we're doing things where we're just caught in this rut, that's not doing anything for the future and it's not helping you right now. So the best thing to do is look at, honestly, look at yourself and figure out what you can change within yourself. And so the burden should be light for everybody. It's like when you have a group of people working and if everybody was doing their share, then it would be a pretty easy road for everybody. And think how efficient and effective everybody could be and how successful we would be if we could do that, if everybody would do that. Be a servant instead of entitled. You are listening to the Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking about just simply being yourself. But who you are today doesn't mean that you have to be the same way tomorrow. I always strive for excellence. I want to be better than I was yesterday. In anything and everything that I do. I don't know about you. So, with that being said, you have a choice in what you're going to do. I have a Women Helping Others. I always love these little books. I lean on these books. You know why? Because they're just simple words on a page, but they come out at you. And they don't talk probably to everyone all the time, but they do speak. They speak to me. And here's one. It says, the only thing that separates successful people from the ones who aren't is the willingness to work very, very hard. Now, I agree with that to a certain degree. You know, people say, how do you get everything done? And I'm like, I don't know. I do get up at 4 a.m. I do get tired. But I like to think that I work smart, not hard. And there is a difference, isn't there? It's like the difference between efficient and effective. You know, which was a previous show, is efficiencies versus effect. I used to always say, I want to be efficient. I want to be efficient. But if we're efficient in the wrong things, then we're not really being effective. So we need to be effective. So I've changed my thinking to be effective and to get the results that I'm really desiring. And sometimes, I mean, we still need to be efficient. I get that. But it's not always working very, very hard. It's working smart and it's being clear. Having a goal and being focused on the goal. You can't let things pull you off course. And that happens all the time, doesn't it? Especially in ministry, it happens a lot. And the devil doesn't want us to be successful. He doesn't want us to win hearts for the Lord. He really doesn't. So he's going to do things to cause us to not go to that one more meeting. He's going to do things that are going to keep us from going. I know that sometimes when I was trying to get ready for church and I had the two kids and I was trying to get them ready, trying to get me ready. I know, mothers, you're giggling right now because you know what I'm talking about. And sometimes a husband's out in the car honking the horn. And, you know, husbands, if you're listening, you should be in there helping her get the kids ready. Don't just go out in the car and look at your clock. Okay, I know you're laughing too. I hope you're laughing. Maybe you're mad at me right now. I don't know. Anyway, so, you know, just know that it's a group effort and we've got to all work together for the good of getting to church. Where I was going was, is that the times when it was the most difficult to get to a meeting, the times that it was the most difficult to make it to church were the times where the message was so important for me to hear. Can you relate to that? And I'm going to challenge you right now. I'm hoping you're a churchgoer because it's important that we stay with the coals, to stay, you know, with the fire lit. You know, people say, well, you know, why do you have to go to church? I believe in God. I'm spiritual. Why do you have to go to church? Well, the reason you go to church is because you want to be like-minded and you want to be around other people that are like-minded. And, you know, every time you go, it's not about what you get. It's about what you give. Ooh, There's a philosophy. There's the concept. You know, it's about what you give. So when you step into the church, house of God, ask the Lord to seat you. Don't sit in that same seat. Go sit somewhere else. Go where God leads you. And around you, ask the Lord to help you feel what the people around you are feeling. I know this might sound odd to you, but you know what? It's amazing. If you let the Holy Spirit guide you, if you ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and to give you the sense and the emotion, and I mean, I have cried, and I walked in there happy. I wasn't sad. I was crying, and I could tell that I was crying for the people around me. I was shedding tears for the ones around me. It's an amazing feeling when you can feel for others. It's just an amazing feeling. Success is like a mountain. Those who work for it reach the top. Those who merely dream about reaching the top are dreaming about something they will never see. Here's another one. Whoever is happy will make others happy too. That's from Anne Frank. Your happiness is like sunshine. When you radiate positive attitudes, you bring warm feelings to everyone your joy touches. Isn't it nice to be the light in the darkness, to bring your joy, to share your joy to others around you? But there is a time and a season for everything, right? Not everybody's always happy, 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 and joyful, joyful, joyful all the time. So there's a time to be joyful, and there's a time to have sorrow with those that are in sorrow. And we need to walk alongside people where they are. I think the one lesson I have learned is that there is no substitute for paying attention. And I'm talking about paying attention, aren't I? Paying attention to what's going on around you. I think that's something where we miss a lot. We miss a lot about what's going on around us. I know that people will say, you know, Sue, you need to slow down. You need to smell the roses, right? Or you need to smell the coffee. I love coffee in the morning. I love the smell of coffee in the morning. But sometimes we just don't take the time. I just wrote a book, and the book is called Learning to Breathe. And I wasn't going to say this on the show, but I'm saying it right now because that's another thing I have to remind myself to do. How about you? Are you so busy that you have to remind yourself to breathe? I'm serious. Sometimes I have to remind myself to breathe. And it's because I just get so excited and so wound up. And so there's just so much to get done, and there's so much to do, and there's so many people to talk to. And I don't know about you, but, you know, there's just a lot out there. And, you know, we can just go on and go on and go on. But we have to learn to breathe, and we need to learn how to smell the roses. No, smell the coffee. Well, smell the roses too. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about being ourselves and being comfortable with who we are, but not staying there. Okay, don't stay right there. We have somewhere to go. We have people to meet. We have places to go. And we have a Heavenly Father that's wanting and creating us for a specific purpose. So we need to make sure that we are prepared to do whatever it is He needs us to do. And we need to be where He needs us to be when He needs us to be there. Timing is a big thing, isn't it? I was talking at another show about timing when you deliver maybe not such an easy message. You know, when you've got something you need to say to somebody and it's not really comfortable, you know, you have to choose not only the battles, but you have to choose the time in which to deal with those battles. So it's really important that we have timing and that we understand that there is a timing issue. I'm going to read a few more things, scriptures, because scriptures are really good. And this is from The Passion. Live by grace. The name of our Lord Jesus will be honored because of the way you live, and you will be honored along with Him. This is all made possible because of the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. Dreams fulfilled. Lift up your eyes. Your Heavenly Father waits to bless you in inconceivable ways to make your life what you never dreamed it could be. Love one another. And this is, I'm talking about this right now. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Love one another. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity, Colossians 3, 12-14. Never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person. That's in Proverbs 3:27. May the patience and encouragement that come from God allow you to live in harmony with each other. And aren't those scriptures exactly kind of summations of what I'm talking about for the show? It's exactly that. Never walk away. Ask the Lord to show you who it is you're supposed to be loving on and love them. And it's pretty easy to do. It doesn't take much to do it. Here's another one, same book, New Creation. One man died for everyone. That puts everyone in the same boat. He included everyone in his death so that everyone could also be included in his life. A resurrection life, a far better life than people ever lived on their own. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. Now we look inside. And what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life burgeons. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. 2 Corinthians 5:14, 18. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. And that's what we need to be focused on, right? What was. So let's focus on now and go forward. Right? That's what we want to do. And you know what? You're going to find that your life is better. The people around you, their relationships with you are going to be better. And it's just going to be a better place all the way around. And here's the Daily Creed. And this is for you, okay? I think I'm going to put this up on my website. And if you're just tuning in, the website is Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And you can go on there, and I'm going to put this Daily Creed up on the website under Helping Hands. Just go there. And podcasts, you can listen and share podcasts, any ones you want. They're up there for 3 years. 3 years of them. My Daily Creed. Let me be a little kinder. Let me be a little blinder to the faults of those about me. Let me praise a little more. Let me be, when I am weary, just a little bit more cheery. Let me serve a little better those that I am striving for. Let me be a little braver when temptation bids me waver. Let me strive a little harder to be all that I should be. Let me be a little meeker with my brother who is weaker. Let me think more of my neighbor and a little less of me. Isn't that great? I love that. So I just read the Daily Creed, and basically, you know, it's virtually saying what we need to do. We need to be a little kinder. That means that when things are not going our way and when, you know, usually arguments happen because we both have, you know, a want, or we want something to happen a certain way and it doesn't. And so therefore we get frustrated or we get angry, and maybe we need to take a step back and just be kinder. And maybe we need to be clear. You know, I find that a lot of things happen because we're just not clear on what it is we want. And the next line was, let me be a little blinder. We can be a little judgmental, can't we? And we can be a little bit too point the finger at the other person instead of, you know, letting the little things just slide right by. You know, how important is this in the big picture of things? If we ask ourselves that before we open our mouths and even stop our thought processes from going a certain direction, you know, how, in the big picture, in the big scheme of things, how important is this issue? Is it really that important? So being a little blinder is kind of a neat way of saying that. Is, you know, we don't have to focus on those little things. Let's focus on the bigger, more important things. Let me praise a little more. I don't know about you, but I don't think anybody gets enough hugs or enough attaboys or attagirls. And in the workplace, I try to make a point of looking for the good, looking for opportunities to say, way to go. There was a lady in a store, and she kept telling the little girl, you need to sit down and just sit there. And I was thinking, that poor little girl, she's so bored. You know, here's the mother shopping, and the little girl doesn't have anything to do. And so the little girl was not being as disciplined as she could have been. And so the mother kept saying, well, you're not going to get any cookies when we get home, and you're not going to get any cake when we get home. And I looked at the lady, and I went, wow, you know, is that really how we want to approach this situation? Or would it be better to say, you know, we're going to do without TV, or, you know, some other thing besides food might be a better way to reward. I know we do that with dogs. We give them a biscuit. But, You know, I'm just saying that maybe we should be focused on looking for praise with our words, like you are so special or you are so wonderful or that was a wonderful thing you just did. You know, that was just amazing. You know, when you see a little child open, like a little boy open a door for a lady or someone in a store, and the little boy, you just say to the little boy, that was really gentlemanly of you. Wow, what a big man. Just little things like that can just make a difference. And so we need to be looking for opportunities to praise. Be kinder. Look for opportunities to say something nice. So we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world. Termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Free Show.
Welcome back to the Sue Free Show. And I'm going to change the pace a little bit now because there's so many people that ask me about what I do when I'm not on the show. And I am known as the Termite Lady. And I own a company called Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services. And Ecola is Effective Combinations of Lasting Alternatives. And the reason we came up with that acronym is I bought the company from two men, and I didn't understand what Ecola meant or what the connection was. So we just came up with that acronym. But we also say that it's Ecological Solutions because that's what we're about. Ecola has been voted best green exterminator for 3 years in a row. Right now, I think it's going to go for 4, which is great. We've been in business since 1983, so we're a reputable company that has been in business a long time. And that's important to you as a listener or future customer or current customer, because you don't want to call the company that you have paid money to do a service and find out they're no longer in business, which is happening a lot right now. With the economy the way it is and everything that's happening, there's a lot of companies that are no longer around to service you and take care of you. Ecola is strong. We've been here a long time, and we're there because we care, and we want to take care of you. So if you're a current customer, I just want to say with great gratitude, thank you so very much for the opportunity to be able to serve you. And for those that haven't called us or needed us or don't know if you need us, which is probably the case, we look forward to that phone call or the internet, you know, going on the website, EcolaTermite.com, and looking us up. We do have a video on there, and the video kind of explains and shows the methods that we offer. I wanted to come on today to just explain some of the common asked questions, because I kind of equate searching for a termite company two ways. It's like going to the dentist. It's not pleasant. It really is not a pleasant experience, at least until you meet Ecola. But we try to make it the most pleasant it can be, which means, you know, you find out you have termites. You're not sure if you have termites. You want to just forget about it and think it's going to go away. But, you know, the news is that it's not going to go away. Termites never stop eating. They're constantly chewing, constantly eating. And they could be in your home. That is a fact. And so they can be inside a stud of wood for up to 5 years without you knowing they're there. So it is important that you have an inspection done. And how do you know if you have termites? Sometimes you will know. How will you know? If you find evidence such as multicolored coffee grounds, they look like that, around a door jamb, in the garage, you know, around the garage door, around, in a window seal. If you find that, then you do have a termite problem. There is no doubt you have a termite problem. Swarmers. People say, what are swarmers? Swarmers are a termite that has two jobs to do within a 2-week period. They've overpopulated their current colony, and they need to find a new place to live. Now, that could be at your house or the next door neighbor's house, but they need to find a new place to live. They don't like to work hard, so they're going to find an easy entrance to a home to do the damage that they do. And then they have babies, and then they raise their termites, and then, again, the process and the cycle starts all over and keeps going. The one thing is they find a new place to live so they can start producing. The other thing they do is they want to find someone to produce with. And I kind of joke about this because they only have 2 weeks to do this because they lose their wings. So at first they're flying around looking for the perfect mate. And when the wings fall off, they're going to drop to the ground and they're going to have to love the one they fall next to. So it's kind of funny in a sense, but that's the true fact is they have 2 weeks to do two things, find a place to live and to find the termite that they're going to produce their family with. So those are two questions that are asked. How can I tell if I have termites? The one thing is the, you know, evidence. The other thing is if you see swarmers, they look for light, they come to the window, they smash against the window, and they come in swarms, meaning that there's just not one or two of them. There's a whole slew of them. So that's the answer to those questions. The next question is, what are termite treatments available? Because there are a multitude of termite treatments available. And the good news for E. coli is that we have all of the alternatives available to you. And that's a plus because there are companies out there that say they have alternatives because they see that there is money to be made in the alternatives. And green is so big now. And I say E. coli was green before green was anything more than a color. And that's a fact also. But the different methods that we have and we're known for is that, number one, we were founded on the electro gun. Now, the electro gun, there are companies out there that'll say it doesn't work. Well, if it didn't work, it wouldn't be certified. It's tried and true. Everything has its limits, and we're only as good as those that do the services. With anything in life, you're only as good as those doing the services. So, electro gun is 90,000 volts of electricity that looks for the path of least resistance, and all these electrical currents will go to that path of least resistance, go up that canal and shoot the termite and zap them. And that's one process. Now, the beauty of that is that we can scan wood. That's one method of the electrogun method, but there are other methods. But if you have hardwood floors, do you really want to drill into those hardwood floors? I have hardwood floors, and I know that I don't want to drill into my hardwood floors. So there's an opportunity to use the electrogun in that. If you're just joining in, you're listening to The Sue Free Show, and we are talking about E. coli, termite, and pest management services because I do have a show, but I also own a termite company, and I've owned this company for recently. I just had my 11-year anniversary, and I've been in the business 30 years as it stands, and so I think that I could be called an expert. There are different licenses and certifications that you need to do what we do. It's not like getting pool services done or gardening because we are very strongly regulated by state agencies. It's very important that you have a company that has all of the qualifications to do the service right, to be there the next year, that you can depend on. We also have the A+ Better Business Bureau rating. So I'm very proud to say that I'm part of E. coli, and we've been around since 1983. So I really, really, really would love the opportunity to take care of you. I want to help you, though, because the process, I said it was like going to the dentist because it's not fun to get this termite situation handled. I also equate it to buying a mattress because recently I had to buy a mattress. And during that time, I realized that not all mattresses are the same. Because you have so many springs per area, you have pillow, you have this, you have the heat, you have the summer. There are so many things. I was overwhelmed. And so to those that don't really want to get that full education, even though it's a very important decision, and we at E. coli know it's an important decision, and we want you to make the right decision. So I want to set you at ease. I want to tell you that we will make it as hassle-free as possible to get your termite or your pest control taken care of, that when you call E. coli at 800-332-BUGS, that you will have a friendly customer service rep answer your questions. They will pick up the phone, and they will answer your questions because we want you to feel comfortable with your decision. And how does this work? People say, well, what happens? Okay, we call you, then what happens? Well, what happens next is that we schedule an appointment. And during this appointment, we will ask you specific questions. Your square footage, do you see evidence? How long have you seen the evidence? Where do you see the evidence? When was your last inspection? Did you have any work done? Were you fumigated? All of these things. And all of those questions help us individualize the best solution for your individual needs. And we pride ourselves, I know pride's not a good thing, but we pride ourselves at being the best at figuring out what it is you need personally. We have a lot of customers that are chemically sensitive, that have elderly people that cannot leave their home. And we can take care of a situation, even in those types of situations, we can take care of it. So you need to call us, 800-332-BUGS. And if you have a BlackBerry, it's 2847. So the inspector comes out, he does a free inspection. And when he's done with his inspection, he's going to come back in and he's going to sit down with you if you want him to. And he's going to answer your questions. He's going to tell you what he found, where he found, if he found. If he didn't find anything, I have numerous people that have asked us to come. And we go back in and say, you know what? Right now you don't have a situation. You don't have a problem. So thank you very much. And we'll see you maybe next year. But if you do have a situation, then we're going to give you the options available to you. And we have many options. It used to be that fumigation was the only option, but it is no longer the only option. We have different methods that we can use. For instance, we already talked about the E-gun, but we also have the heat process. And I'm very, very proud to be one of the first to offer the heat process. And we have 7 offices. We cover all of Southern and some Central California, mostly along the coast because termites like the same thing we do. We like to live along the coast. We love the climate. So do they. But the heat process is clean, hot air. People say, oh, does it melt anything? Does it burn anything? Is it going to dry up my wood? And all of those questions we answer. And it's clean, hot air. The ambient temperature inside a room has to reach around 180, but the goal is to reach 130 temperature inside the wood that we're treating that has the termites in it. Well, how do you know you're reaching temperature? How do you know that you're getting that wood up to temperature would be in the next question. And the answer is that we put probes inside the middle of the wood so that we can, on an every 30-minute basis, we are checking the temperature to make sure that we get it up to temperature and hold the temperature longer than what the tests have proven to be deadly for the termites. And the added benefits of the heat process is that it deodorizes, it sanitizes. So if you have a urine smell from pets or you have a smoking situation where you want to get rid of the smoke smell, we can take care of all of that also. The next thing we do is that we have borate treatments. And borates, it used to be that when you fumigated or did any type of termite method, the termites could come back the next day. And they still can. People say, how long is the treatment good for? It's as good as long as we are there and we're treating. After that, it's a welcome mat for those termites to re-enter wherever it is they left or a new family begins. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on the flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. We do the inspection. We tell you what you have, if you have, and we give you the options. I've mentioned electric gun. I've mentioned heat. We have microwave. For small sections, we can do the microwave. Also, the borate treatments. It's like table salt. And anything in big portions could be bad for you, but even salt can be bad bad for you. But it has a residual up to 20 years. So you have this added protection now that we didn't used to have. And we treat all the wood with that. We treat the area that's exposed and open. People say, well, when's the best time to have your treatment? And I'll say, if you ever have open walls, if you're remodeling, you should do this before you paint. And you should do it when your walls are open. Those are questions that are asked frequently. So if you have a plan, like in November, everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas. If you have a plan to do any remodeling or upgrading your home or whatnot, you have to do things in the proper order so that you get the best results. And once you've already had the termite work done, you know, any holes drilled and filled, that's the best time to get the paint done because then you're going to have that beautiful look of that freshly painted wood. So that's what you want to do. There are certain treatments that can only be done on bare wood. So you want to do things in the proper order. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time so you can plan ahead for when that time comes when you need to have the service done. We also have pest control now, and pest control, I've been doing pest control for over 30 years, but E. coli took on pest control about 2.5 years ago. And we do it the green way. We look for opportunities to do it to where we don't put as much or, if all, chemicals or those things on your property. The goal is to keep the bugs, these pests out of your home. It doesn't mean to eradicate them completely because they have a purpose here. God created them. But what we want to do is we want to keep them out of your living area so that you can live comfortably without roaches, without ants, without fleas biting you. You want to live in comfortably in your own home. But you also, they need to be like in your garden. They help with your garden. So you want to have them out where they need to be, but you don't need to be living right with them. So what we do is we treat the first time initial service, we come and we do a complete clean out, meaning we do inside and out. And then from there, we will do a reoccurring service, either a monthly, every other month, or quarterly. Our products break down within a month and a half. So we cannot guarantee that you will not see a bug for 3 months if you go on a quarterly service because the products are made to break down to keep our environment healthy and flourishing. So we have to work within those guidelines, and we do. If you're living on an anthill, then I would suggest you go on a monthly service. And those are questions we ask you, how often you see, how many do you see, so that we can help determine what would be the best service, the best choice for you. We are every other month, I will let you know, is the most economical of all the choices. And so I always recommend that people go, if they can, on the every other month service. So I'm hoping I'm answering your most frequently asked questions. And the main goal for me to even discuss all of this is because E. coli cares. And you can show that you care, too, by calling E. coli. And the reason I say that is because we care about you. We care about your home. Your home is your most expensive investment. And we want to keep it termite-free if we can. And the way you do that is you call E. coli, let us come out, do the inspection, we'll tell you what you have if you have. Then your method of treatment can be brought to you so that you can make the educated choice for your situation. Then from there, we offer a service warranty. There's companies out there that don't even offer this. And the reason they don't offer it is because they would rather you go 3 years, because we all know termites will come back, just like we all know ants will come back. But the thing is that we put you on a service warranty, which is a fraction of the original cost. It will cost you less to go on our service warranty than it costs for you to have a gardener, a pool man, any of those things. And like I said before, we are highly regulated and there are certifications and licensing that we have to pay for and we have to keep up on. So we are the experts. And why not have the experts come and do their service? We can actually put less product on your home and in the environment than you. Why? Because we know where to place it. We know where they live. We know their habits. We know what they like, what they dislike, and we can treat in the areas that we need to treat in order to get rid of the problem. So I highly recommend that don't put this on your honey-do list. Don't do it. Just if the honey-do list is to get it done, put the on the honey-do list, call E. coli at 800-332-BUGS. I like that. I'm going to use that in a commercial later. Anyway, just have us do it. Don't put this on your honey-do list other than to call E. coli because we are the experts. This is the Sue Free Show, the flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking about termites and pests. And, you know, it's so easy for me to just keep going and keep going because I talk about this every day. It is a business. We run it like a business. But we have a team of experts. And we have 7 offices. We cover all of Southern California and a little central. And we are here to take care of you. And we want to do it the less invasive way. We want to do it as hassle-free as we possibly can. People say, well, how long do I have to move out for? Do I have to prepare? Do I, you know, all of these questions, because that's part of the hassle, isn't it? If you've ever had a fumigation, then you know. It's not fun. It's not a fun experience, but it is a necessary experience. And if you take care of things when they're small, anything in life, we know this, it's a life experience, a life lesson. Take care of things when they're small. If you have a car and you don't get the oil changed, you're going to end up having to buy yourself a new engine. And I can guarantee you it was a lot cheaper buying that oil than it would be to replace your engine. Same thing applies here. If you have a termite or you suspect you have a termite problem, they don't stop eating. So you need to call the expert We are the expert, Ecola Services, and we offer you choices. We say that we offer smart choices, simple solutions, problem solved, and the newest one is mother approved because I'm a mother. And I have a personal story. And my story is that I have a son, and my son, growing up from the age of 2, had asthma. He had asthma really bad. And every year, 2 times a year, in February and November, I was rushing him to the hospital because he had asthma attacks, and he'd be throwing up because he couldn't breathe, and he would cough and cough. And it was just, as a mother, it's the most painful thing to see your children suffer. You just don't want to see your kids suffer. So I had to learn what his allergies were. I had to have allergy testing done. I had to find out what was causing these episodes, what was causing my son to feel such pain and such shortness of breath. That's such a scary feeling. And what I found out were what he was allergic to. And then I had to take precaution, and I had to do things differently so that I could keep him to be able to breathe in his indoor situation. So indoor air quality is such a huge thing, and it's going to get only bigger as time goes on, what we breathe. And with all the new construction going on, it's causing us to be environments that are even less safe and comfortable than before because our homes are no longer porous. I don't want to get off track here, but with all of the new synthetic materials that we're building with, the building doesn't have a chance to breathe. Therefore, things are held in, bacteria is held in, and that's where the mold comes from and all of those things. And we need to have good air inside. And air inside is so much more important than the air outside because it's kind of held in. So it's important that you open up your windows and get the fresh air through and, you know, just have that air circulating. Getting back to my son and his asthma episodes and why this is so important is I learned that part of the problem were chemicals. And so I bought this company because I knew there was such a need, personally, mother approved, that I wanted to make sure that anything I had in my house and anything that I did, that I wasn't going to cause my son to suffer more and to not be able to breathe. I wanted him to be able to breathe. We all need to breathe. Sometimes I have to remind myself to do that personally, but you know where I'm going with this. So that's how this whole thing started with Ecola, for me to have Ecola and the passion that I have with it. It's not, people used to say when I'd go to a party, they'd say, so what do you do for a living, Sue? And I'll say, oh, I kill termites. And then I realized, no, that's not what I do. What I do is I protect people's most expensive investments, their home, from termite damage. But also I'm protecting the family. I'm protecting their pets from all of these things that go on, disease, air quality, all of these things. And so it's so important. And I'm hoping you're hearing my passion and my heart here, that I think it's so important that you call Ecola and let us help you get the best and do the best for your family, for your friends, for your pets, for our environment. So call us today, 1-800-332-BUGS. The numbers are 2847. Really, really, really please call us. Don't wait for you to have a problem to call us. Call us now and let us see if you have a problem. Once you go on the service warranty, we'll be coming out on a yearly basis, an annual basis, and we will do a termite inspection, and we will keep the problem small. Keep the problem small. That's what we have to do. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. So I'm just going to go through some questions right now and answer them as quick as I can. Are there different types of termites? Yes, there are. The two main ones that we deal with are subterraneans, which are in the ground. And normally March, April, May, June is when those come out and show their ugly little heads to you, pretty little heads to me. And in the summertime is when the drywoods come out. And the drywoods have red heads, and then they have dark colored bodies. People say, well, which one does more damage? They both do damage. But the smaller one, which is the subterraneans, actually do more damage. Why that is, I don't know why. They just do. They're subterraneans, which means they're in the ground, but they use their own, excuse the expression, but fecal matter to make tubes, and they build their tubes, and they can go all the way up to the attic. So they don't just stay in the ground, and they eat on tree wood, cellulose debris underneath your house, all of those things. So you need to get those things taken care of, and you need to call Ecola to take care of them. What alternative methods? I think I went through that already. We have all of them in our arsenal. We believe that they're limited in scope, and we use them when we can in the limited aspect in which they can be used. But it's nice to have them so you don't always have to tent, fumigate, bag. Those are all the words for it. Orange oil. Orange oil is brought up a lot. And all I can say is I have the same gallon I've had for the last 3 years. If I felt it was necessary, if I felt it was the best, I would be using it a whole lot more. I know it's had a lot of press. And now there's a company that used to be on the radio all the time that's not even in business anymore. And there's a lot of customers that are calling me wanting me to take over their service. And I can't take over their service because I don't think that it's the best product, and that was the product that they were using mostly. So I can't just take over their service. I would be happy to do an inspection and start out fresh, but that's all I can do. Do you have to vacate? Well, if we do local treats, no, you don't have to vacate. If you fumigate, they tint the whole house, so yes, you'll have to vacate. With our heat process, it does reach kind of warm areas, but if we're doing a room or a section of the house, then the other section you could be in, and I have done that. I've shot commercials like that. So those are the things that I wanted to express and explore with you and let you know. So you are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station 99.5. And until we meet again, have a wonderful, blessed day. And call Ecola 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-2847, or website ecolatermite.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great day.
Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.